T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Preparation. We believe in ourselves. We believe in, you know, in our teammates. We believe in our, you know, just the way we go about things. You know, obviously last year left a bad taste in our mouth, so we wanted to come back and, you know, and play well today. You know, we had a great week of practice. Coach put us in position to make plays. Mike had a pick six. Greg had a pick. Just some big plays in the game that, you know, Saran's fumble on the kickoff, just some big plays that we had today to keep us in the lead.
Yeah, I have no idea who was talking or what was said. I'm baby watching, so
that was Jordan Poyer.
Whatever. I'm totally off focus. I'm baby watching. This is why you should be checking out. We're going to get to Howard Picks the Bills, by the way, brought to you by Admar Construction and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it. We're streaming this, and you need to watch this because we have a baby sighting.
Yes, there's a baby on your screen.
That's awesome. This segment is finally worth watching.
This is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. Oh,
I'll wave her arm.
Dylan looks excited to be
Dylan,
part of the segment.
She loves Pick the Bills. It makes her very happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, she could ride shotgun here for a little bit from home.
That's okay. Dylan could actually make the picks.
Yeah.
Like, see if Dylan, I'll look for some kind of reaction from Dylan based on each game.
There's a hair joke in here, too, somewhere, right? I mean, it's just.
Oh,
like,
Dylan's got more hair than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even close.
She probably has more hair than I do as well.
Yeah, actually, we're both a little jealous of what she's got going up top there.
So picking the Bills. Here's the thing about picking the Bills. I got a text at 6 a.m. from Bub in Kansas who said he woke up thinking about you picking the Bills. Excited for it.
Seriously, that's...
People love it.
That is...
It's a popular segment.
Seek help.
And, by the way, you should be very thankful. Of all the people that should be happy about the Bills being good...
Yeah.
Oh, right. You should be near the top because it used to be that you would have to try and find a way to grind out 9 wins of these drought teams.
Yeah.
And now you just close your eyes. You're like, win. Yeah. Win. It's a win. No, I'm going to give them the win. And you throw in a loss just like to make it interesting.
Yeah, last week. Right. Yeah, I'm not one to complain, but I got to tell you, Pick the Bills has become rather non-challenging. It's rather whole. It's like, they're good. They're going to win. What do you want me to do? Like, it's not. Dylan could pick the Bills and she'll get the record right.
You've settled into a comfort zone, is what you're saying.
Well, they're just so good. I mean, they're going to win.
You know what?
You know?
You know why it's gotten easier? Continuity. That's what it is.
Because we've been doing it for a long time.
So many years of this. We've got the same, yeah.
Same three.
The same person in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That must be it.
Continuity.
No, you know what? It is easier. I would never say, I was almost going to say it's more fun, but I would never use fun and pick the Bills in the same segment, in the same sentence. But it's gotten easier, you're right, because how many years do we have just, you know, in the drought,
yeah.
Mediocre teams, bad teams are going, and I would literally look at you and go, why are we even still doing this? I mean, they're just not good, you know?
One thing, I was thinking about this, and we'll get to the pick in just a minute. One of the fun things about that Chiefs game and about the Bills beating the Chiefs is that you could pick it, and you weren't crazy for picking it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you picking? You think they're going to beat the Chiefs? Yeah, I do think they're going to beat the Chiefs. And it wasn't, you know, this crazy upset.
Right.
You could pick it. Then they did it, and the answer is like, yeah, I thought they would win that game. You know, there's a level of expectation, and they've earned so much with their own fan base that Of course you can pick them. You can pick them to beat anybody you want to anymore.
I didn't check the odds for this week. Are they favored in Nashville?
They are 3.5-point favorites.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a shock they beat Kansas City because we talked about how things were lining up. A number of things were lining up to make you believe this was the time they would beat them. I didn't think they'd beat them by 18 and make Mahomes look as bad as he looked on Sunday night. I'm not going to lie, but I was pretty confident about the matchup at the very least because their defense is just yucky.
Yep.
Is she reaching for the camera?
Yeah, she frequently tries to end meetings and tweet things and do things for both my wife
Dylan
and I.
Dylan wants to leave meeting. Okay, got it.
All right, let's get to it. Pick the Bills. It is time for the tradition unlike any other.
A tradition unlike any other.
You know, I'm smelling a win.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Bills, 3-1. Sunday Night Football this week, a trip to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
They'll be able to throw the ball. They'll have some success, and Dawson Knox is going to help out too, and I'll take the Bills to win the football game.
Fires it downfield. Got a man wide open. Caught. Dawson Knox makes a catch at the 15. Cruises into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo!
I didn't pick enough wins. B, I'm shilling for the team. C, the losses are too obvious. D, wait, that's the record you had last week. E, all of the above.
Right. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Marshall comments on the Facebook feed that picking the Bills has never been easier, and he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing you pick Dawson Knox is going to help out, and then Knox scores those touches. From now on, I think we're going to change this up to Howard picks the Bills' touchdowns. So
you mean how many or who's getting them?
All of it. Yeah, we're going to need the wins. Right. And
I'm looking at an Isaiah McKenzie jet sweep TD in this game.
Okay. All right, so the Bills, 4-1, firmly in the race for the one seed. And a primetime affair, another revenge game. They got hammered last year against the Titans. So another revenge game, Bills at Titans, Monday Night Football.
Did you just drop Dylan on the floor? No,
it was a handoff. All right, it's a very smooth transition.
Monday night, yes. I'll tell you what, a couple things about this matchup. One, you know, Derrick Henry. When we talk about Tennessee, we'll always talk about Derrick Henry. And you mentioned this earlier, Jeremy. It's only three games, but in his three games against the Bills have not had a problem containing Derrick Henry. He averages about a yard per carry less against the Bills than he does in his career. So I don't think he's going to go crazy in this game. I like Star Lotulelei helping out the run defense. The defense has been good. I think a big issue is going to be how does Tennessee try and stop the Bills? That secondary, I don't believe, matches up well. I think the Bills will have a good offensive night, and they will win this football game. And then it'll be all the Bills fans partying in Nashville Monday night.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of
Tuesday
them
morning. Yeah.
Did they play Nashville again next year? It's almost like they're in Nashville, the Titans division. They play the Titans every year.
Yeah, they seem to cross over frequently. But yeah, okay, so I'll give me a win.
Okay. When's the last time the Titans were here, by the way? Because it feels like the
Bills
have been
there. That would have been Josh Allen's rookie year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Close win, right? Bills
won
that game. Yeah,
14-13. Yeah.
Low scoring, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. So a win over the Titans.
Yeah.
That's good news. Always like to see that.
Well, I mean, if I pick them to lose any game, I'm going to hear from everybody on Twitter this week. So.
They'll probably play the Titans next year here. If the Titans win that division, the AFC South winner
comes. Oh, that's right. The ones will play the ones, yeah.
Yep. Comes here next year. Anyway, okay. Bills win. They beat the Titans. And then they go to the bye week, come back, Halloween, Miami. Boy, Miami. Is Brian Flores still the coach?
He is.
It has gone south so fast
and
so badly. And the Jalen Waddle trade all of a sudden.
Yeah, trading up and giving up a pick.
A first-round pick.
Right.
The Eagles have that pick. Right now, that's the third pick.
The Eagles might end up having three picks in the top 10 in the draft.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and look, I think, you know, the offense is having its issues, but the defense isn't playing as well as it's supposed to be playing down there. I think, are they playing Jacksonville this week? I think, right? Do we know?
Yes.
Imagine if they lose. They're the team that Jacksonville breaks the streak against and beats Miami, and the Dolphins go to 1-5. Imagine what the heck happens in South Florida after that.
I was going to bring that up because the Jaguars, of course, have their 20 losses in a row,
yep.
And this is a good look at a win against the Dolphins.
Agreed.
Then they play the Seahawks with Geno Smith.
Mm.
And then it's Bills, Colts, Niners.
Yeah.
This is all Jackson we're going through here.
Right.
By the way, Dolphins-Jags is a London game.
Oh.
9:30 a.m.
great. Well, I like 9:30 football. It's just not a great matchup. Doesn't matter. But by the way, Tua might be back for this game. He might be back for the Jags game, and probably would be back for the game against the Bills. It won't matter. You won't have to break a sweat. Enjoy your smoker that day with whatever food you decide to have, because the Bills are going to beat the Dolphins.
Yep. Well, hey, Tua, welcome back. Oh, great. Who do we play? The Bills.
The top-ranked defense in the league.
Uh-oh. It didn't go well the first time. All right, so win over Miami. At Jacksonville, you've got to win there, too, of course.
Yes.
Is Urban Meyer still their coach?
You know, maybe. I don't think he's going to make it through the full season. You know, either they'll be so bad, or he'll say something or do something that the owner will be angry about. And I just don't think he's long for the NFL world, Mr. Meyer.
Yep.
And although you saw, you know, did you see his latest? He wants balance on the offense, right? He said something
about
I'll find the exact comments.
He wants 250 yards rushing and 250 yards passing. That's their goal.
There must be something about being Jags head coach that enamors you to running the ball. or you're enamored to run the ball or something.
It's not even that.
The goal of balance?
The goal of balance.
Right.
Would you take 500 yards passing and no rushing? Of course you would.
Yeah, right.
Who cares?
By the way, yeah, I mean, it's a passing league. Don't worry about having the same amount of rushing yards.
I saw that in the history of the NFL since the merger, 250 yards passing and 250 yards rushing has happened 33 times. Total.
Yeah.
And that's Urban Meyer just tossing that out there as a goal.
Yeah,
250.
No,
we want 500 yards of offense per game, and it has to be. We'd like it to be split down the middle.
And how many explosive run plays are you going to get? You know, I mean, it's just you throw the ball vertical. Anyway, yeah, they'll beat the Jags.
Win. Sorry. They'll beat the Jaguars. Okay, then a trip to New York to play the Jets.
Let's not waste any time on this.
All right,
boy.
I mean,
Zach Wilson looked terrible against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. He was uncomfortable. He was skittish. Even on short passes with guys open, he was not reading plays properly. When guys were open, he just flat out missed them. He was bad. I really feel bad for that kid.
You know, opposing quarterbacks might want to do a, I'm not feeling so great. I shouldn't play against this Bills team. And from a fantasy standpoint, if you can get your hands on the Bills defense, you know, some people stream defenses. If somehow you can get your hands on the Bills' defense, it might even be worth trading for.
Hmm.
I mean, Miami, Jacksonville, the Jets.
Oh, the schedule's
the
fantastic.
The Colts.
Yeah.
They're going to
two games
against
Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Anyway, you got to win against the Jets.
Please,
Colts,
yes.
Week 11, the Colts.
So win. I mean, whatever. Let's not waste any time on the Colts. I mean, it might be a little more difficult than the Jets, the Jags, or the Dolphins, but let's face it, Indy's looks like to be they look to be dead in the water.
The Saints on Thanksgiving night. The Saints are over 500, right? They're sitting at 3-2. They executed a Hail Mary against Washington last week, among other things. So Bills at Saints. This has been a loss in the past.
Yeah, no, I'm. It's a win, and I think it's getting to almost lock it in status. The only thing, honestly, that you would worry about this is the short week. You know, the Bills play and they got to get ready and get on a plane on Wednesday and play Thanksgiving night in New Orleans. Could that throw them off at all? Because they're clearly the better team. Give them a win in this game.
Win. Michael Thomas will be back for that game, right?
Oh, what does he got to miss? Eight? I forget.
I thought it was 6 weeks. But anyway, right. Not going to matter. Week 13, home the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
You know, they will beat New England, and I hope it's like they obliterate them and make Mac Jones look bad, because I got to be honest with you, the Mac Jones is poised stories. I've had enough of them, and we're not even at Halloween yet. So win.
Yep, win. Okay, then week 14, 4 o'clock window, 425, Bills at Bucks. The Bills in this case are 11-1. They'll most certainly refer to this as a potential Super Bowl preview. Bills at Bucks.
41-40 Tampa.
Okay.
Tampa will win.
Win for Tampa.
Should be a hell of a game, though.
So where are we at this point now?
They just
lost
to Tampa.
11-2.
11-2. All right.
They've won up until the Bucs.
Take a little peek at
Twitter
here.
Carolina, who has come back to earth a bit, and they're about to get Christian McCaffrey back in their lineup. Matt Rhule said he's hopeful that McCaffrey can play this week.
Tough loss for them the other day. I think a bet to their fans were probably expecting them to beat Philadelphia, and they blew that game, really. And Darnold threw a bad pick at the end of that game. I'll take the Bills to win over Carolina, regardless of how I feel about Carolina. I think the Bills are a much better team, and they'll beat them.
Win. Next up, at New England, another game against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess with people this week.
You had this as a loss here and there?
Yeah, I picked it as a loss last week just to anger people. I'm not going to do that. They beat the Chiefs. Look, I think New England, in all honesty, New England should have lost to Houston. They really should have lost that game. They're down 22-9, and David Culley makes a really bonehead decision. He makes a second bonehead decision by not letting them score at the end of the game. New England should have lost. They're really struggling in a number of different areas. Bills will beat the Patriots. This Bills division win. Will be over, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Bills beat the Patriots. Home for the Falcons, January 2nd.
Well, at least you get to watch Kyle Pitts. Boy, did he have a game in London the other day.
He was due.
He was amazing. He's so hard to match up
with. He immediately gave me confidence in the week heading in with the Guillotine League because I was sitting there thinking, man, I kind of hope I have a good day. Kyle Pitts put up like 20-plus points for me. I'm like, we're good.
Yeah, he looks like a big receiver out there. So anyway, they'll beat Atlanta because, again, the Bills are the better football team. But, boy, Kyle Pitts is certainly fun to watch. Give a win to the Bills.
A win to the Bills, and then home for the Jets. It's going to be tough. I mean, do they already have the one seed? Do they have to play in this
doesn't
game?
Doesn't matter. Mitchell Trubisky will beat the Jets.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
You know, fun fact here, looking at the calendar, the Bills play on January 2nd and January 9th.
Yeah.
If they have a first-round bye, they'll play also on January 23rd and January 30th, and they will all be at home.
Hmm.
Has a team ever played 4 January home games?
No, there's no way. There's no way, right?
I don't remember.
The regular season would have never gone into mid-January, right?
Right.
And then, sure, you could have played 3. I'll bet there have been 3 home games, right? You could have played a regular season finale and then a couple home playoff games. There's no way. I doubt anybody would have played 4. I don't see how you... Yeah.
4.
Somebody call Elias.
4 in 5 weeks.
Right. What's the average January weather around here?
The other thing is there was a stat, if you feel tired because of Sunday, it was the longest day of football in NFL history. With the time that the London game started to when the Bills game ended, 15 hours plus.
It's a lot of football.
The longest NFL day ever.
Yeah. And I was in for most of it other than a little nap time.
Well, hey, this is new. I don't think you've ever picked the Bills to only lose twice in a season on Howard Picks the Bills.
15-2?
15-2.
What was the zenith last year? Was there a high point best record, Mr.
I mean, you picked him to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that didn't
You did pick him to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the pinnacle of Howard Picks
the
Bills.
We're not doing playoffs yet, right, thankfully?
No,
we will wait until November to do that, but the highest you picked him was 13-3 on numerous occasions last year.
There's your stat of the day for today. That will do it for Howard Picks the Bills, brought to you by Admark Construction and Supplies, equipment you need when you need it. Kevin Adams, Sabres GM, joining us a little bit after 9 on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.